I mean, so the left is in full panic this morning over this. This is why you hear them screaming coup and constitutional crisis again. But I want to take a minute and lay out the significance of Jeff Sessions, who he was and what he cost this president. Do you look at those 40 key races, congressional races, and the dozens of races decided by 2 to 3 points? I would argue there is a good chance Jeff Sessions cost us the House. And I've played you the audio before. Maybe I'll give you a sample again here in just a second. You cannot underestimate. Look, listen, we know the Russia thing was a joke. We know it's silly stuff. You've heard the whole story. You got to keep in mind, these people who listen to left-wing media, the folks that call themselves mainstream media, they have no idea. They think they've been living through a coup for 2 years. They were in a panic. This is why you saw record numbers, history-shattering numbers in this turnout that we had to counter with, you know, devastating numbers of our own. They are literally weaponized and misinformed because Sessions let this Russia stuff get so out of control. I mean, again, this is just a small sample, but I've been playing this for months, as you know. This is CNN.
I think it's treason. And this issue about this slow-moving coup that you describe is one issue, not the only issue, but it is a huge issue.
It seems today that we crossed a line that we can't go back over. Are we headed for a constitutional crisis, Carl?
If the president continues down this road and if his enablers in Congress continue down this road, a constitutional crisis in the sense that the system may fail us.
That's Carl Bernstein, 7 months ago. Here's New York Times.
I'm sorry. Your argument that he's not the leader of the free world because he's not standing up for democracy, he's not standing up for humanitarian rights.
He's a sort of junior player in a block of authoritarian countries.
And the people like the European Union are no longer looking at him as a leader any longer, and they're thinking of doing their own thing.
They see him as, right, they see him, he's part of a block that includes Vladimir Putin, Duterte.
See how they do this? New York Times.
Look, I think that increasingly to believe that the president isn't compromised requires such a leap of faith. It requires so many coincidences and kind of inexplicable behavioral choices. I think that the truth is probably what is right in front of us, which is that Donald Trump was a kind of a con man, a third tier failed businessman whose fortunes were rescued by Russian oligarchs. He became president with the direct intervention of Putin. He sees his fortunes as inseparable from Putin's. We don't know, I think, if Putin is his handler, his hero.
They believe this stuff, folks. They believe this. Sessions did this. Constitutional crisis. Coup. Losing our democracy over and over and over and over and over. This is what we had to counter. So to you, yeah, we know it's a joke. We laugh at it. They don't know it's a joke. This is why they swamp the polls. They think they're living through a coup by a Hitlerian-style figure. Jeff Sessions did that to us. Look, here's what I wrote about this on Facebook. This man, Jeff Sessions, stole 2 years of the Trump presidency by allowing, you know, deep staters who committed crimes of at least perjury to spy on Trump and his campaign and terrorize him with a real investigation based on what we now know were fake premises that they themselves manufactured through leaking to the media and then using those media news reports they generated in their FISA application as evidence of Russian collusion because they had none. All of it to help Hillary while allowing the very real crimes committed by Hillary's campaign in the deep state to go unaddressed. This is Jeff Sessions. And when Jeff Sessions wasn't doing all that, Sessions was defying congressional subpoenas aimed at holding the deep state accountable as if he and his department were above the law, literally helping to hide evidence of the DOJ FBI crimes in the process. And all of this, while he himself used subpoenas, he feels don't apply to him on a daily basis against regular Americans. And he is a class A hypocrite. He enabled an entire political class. I would argue he tarnished our justice system to the point where it may never fully regain the faith and trust in the American people. I mean, Jeff Sessions' tenure has been a national disgrace. He may have literally overseen the enablement of a police state in its infancy. What a true patriot would have done everything in their power to crush it and restore justice to our now joke of a federal justice system. Glad Trump finally took out the trash, but not before the damage was done. Not before the blue wave we had a crush with a red wave. All of it could be traced back to Jeff Sessions, giving them ammunition for a fake coup. I just played it for you. Fake. Fake, but he made it real. The damage he did to our country is incalculable. He should hang his head in shame.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,